Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Tefillah, Perek Bet. In the last perek, the Rambam explained what the mitzvah d'oraita of tefillah is, and how Ezra and his Beit Din gave this mitzvah a rigid framework of 18 brachot, the Shmona Esrei, or Amidah, to be said at three fixed times during the day. In this parak, the Rambam elaborates on more details of the structure of the Amidah, beginning with a 19th bracha that was added at a later point in history. Halacha Aleph. Bimei Rabban Gamliel, Rabu Haminim b'Yisrael, v'ayu mitzeirin l'Yisrael u'misitim otam lashuv me'acharei Hashem. V'kevan shera'a shezo gdola mikol tzorchei b'nei Adam, amad hu uveitino, v'hidkin bracha achat shetie ba she'ela milifnei Hashem la'abein Haminim. וקבע אותה בתפילה כדי שתהיה ערוכה בפי הכל. ונמצאו הברכות שבתפילה 19 ברכות. The Rambam here is referring to the time period just after Churban Bayit Sheni, about 500 years after Ezra. In the absence of a Beit HaMikdash, there sprouted numerous sects with very different ideas about how Judaism should look in the post-Temple era. These groups tried to attract followers by drawing people away from traditional rabbinic authorities. And Rabban Gamliel, the Nasi and leader of the Beit Din HaGadol, saw this as a grave danger to the continuation of Torah Shebaal Peh. He determined that a bracha should be added to the Amidah, explicitly condemning all the minim, a term applied broadly here to refer to all those who reject a fundamental principle of faith or the legitimacy of Torah Shebaal Peh. According to the Gemara in Brachot, he asked the Tana Shmuel HaKatan, known for his humility, to formulate the bracha, so that it would be broadly accepted and not seen by the public as vindictive and provocative. The bracha remains in the Amidah to this day, and can be understood in each generation to refer to any similar group who have abandoned their allegiance to the Jewish people and attempt to draw other Jews away from a life of Torah and mitzvot. Halacha bet, b'chol tefillah, mishalosh tefillot shebechol yom, mifalel adam 19 brachot elu al haseder. במד דברים אמורים, ושמצא דעתו מכוונת ולשונו תמהר לקרות. אבל אם היה תרוד ודחוק או שקצרה לשונו, מפלל שלוש ראשונות וברכה אחת מעין כל האמצעיות, ושלוש אחרונות ויצא ידי חובתו. While the ideal is to say the full Shmona Esrei, consisting now of 19 brachot, despite the name, in each of the three tefillot of the day, if someone is very pressed for time or finds that he is unable to concentrate, he may recite a shortened version. The first three brachot in their entirety, the last three in their entirety, and in between, one bracha which summarizes all 13 of the middle brachot of the usual Amidah. Later poskim agree that nowadays one should not say this shortened version of the Amidah due to a lack of concentration, as we in general do not concentrate well even when reciting the full Amidah. It should only be said in a situation of urgency, when the full Amidah cannot be said. And we'll see in Halacha Daled that in any event, there are periods of time when this abbreviated Amidah is not an option at all. The Rambam gives the full text of the middle bracha in Halacha Gimel. We'll read it without translating it, but note that each of the middle brachot in the full Amidah is summarized in a few words, in the proper order, within this long bracha. V'zohi ha-bracha shetiknu me'en kol ha-emtzayot. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu la'dat d'rachecha, umol et levavenu li'iratecha, לסולח היה לנו, להיות גאולים, רחקנו ממחאוב, ודשננו ושקננו בנאות ארצך, ונפוצים מארבע תקבץ, והטועים בדעתך ישפטו, ועל הרשעים תניף ידך, וישמחו צדיקים בבניין עירך ובתיקון היכלך, ובהצמחת קרן לדוד עבדך, ובעריכת נר ונישי משיחך. תרם נקרא ואתה תענה, תרם נדבר אתה תשמע, כי אתה הוא עונה בכל עת צרה, פודה מציל בכל צוקה, ברוך אתה השם, שומע תפילה. במה דברים אמורים? בימות החמה. אבל בימות הגשמים אינו מפלל הבינינו, מפני שצריך לומר שאלה בברכת השנים. וכן במוצאי שבתות וימים טובים אינו מפלל הבינינו, מפני שצריך לומר הבדלה בכונן הדעת. The abbreviated Amidah of הבינינו cannot be said during the winter months, because there is no mention of attain tal matar, asking for rain. Nor on Motzei Shabbat or Yom Tov, because there is no mention of Atah Chonantanu, the Havdalah that we add in the Amidah. Why didn't Chazal just allow one to add these to Vavinenu like they are added to the regular Amidah? The Gemara explains because since this bracha is meant to be said very rarely, people will get confused and forget the text if they need to add words in the middle of it. Recall that tefillah was typically said from memory, before the advent of printing made the siddur a common item. In the next few halachot, the Rambam describes the Amidah of Shabbat and Yom Tov. Halacha hei. B'Shabbatot v'yamim tovim mipalel sheva brachot v'chol tefillah u'tefillah me'arba tefillot shel oto hayom. Shalosh rishonot v'shalosh achronot u'vracha emtzait me'ein oto hayom. B'Shabbatot chotmin b'vracha emtzait mekadesh ha-shabbat u'v'regalim chotem ba mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. V'im haya Shabbat v'yom tov chotmin ba mekadesh ha-shabbat v'Yisrael v'hazmanim. On Shabbat and Yom Tov, we don't ask Hashem for our daily needs, as our focus needs to be on more spiritual ideas and goals. And so we replace the middle 13 brachot of the Amidah with one bracha speaking about the greatness of the day, for a total of 7 brachot in the Amidah. On Shabbat, the middle bracha ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat. And on Yom Tov, it ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. The Gemara in Beitza explains the difference between these formulations. The source of the sanctity of Shabbat is God Himself, as He rested on the seventh day of creation. Every seventh day is Shabbat, with no change at all. Therefore, we say Baruch Hashem, who sanctified Shabbat. But the source of the sanctity of Yom Tov is the calendar date, and the determination of the calendar is up to the Jewish people through the mechanisms of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Shana, which allow for variation in the length of the month and the year. Hence the formulation of Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Hashem sanctified the Jewish people, Yisrael, including giving them control over the calendar, and through that, they sanctify the day of Yom Tov. If the day is both Shabbat and Yom Tov, we don't add a separate bracha for each, that is the opinion of Beit Shammai, which isn't accepted, but rather one bracha whose text speaks of both Shabbat and Yom Tov. And we end it with Mekadesh HaShabbat V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Note the placement of Shabbat before Yisrael v'Hazmanim, because the relevance of Yisrael is only for Yom Tov, as we explained. The Rambam ends the halacha with a similar din for Rosh Hashanah, which the Torah refers to as Yom HaZikaron. B'Rosh Hashanah chotmin ba melech al kol ha'aretz mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron. V'im haya Shabbat, chotem ba mekadesh ha-Shabbat v'Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron. B'me divrei mamurim, b'tfilat arvit v'shacharit u'mincha. אבל תפילת המוספין של ראש השנה מתפלל 9 ברכות, 3 ראשונות ו3 אחרונות של כל יום, ו3 אמצעיות. ראשונה מן האמצעיות עניינה מלכויות, שנייה זיכרונות, שלישית שופרות, וחותם בכל אחת מהן מעניינה. Notice the addition on Rosh Hashanah, and we'll see shortly on Yom Kippur as well, of the words Melech al kol haaretz in the closing bracha. As these are days when Hashem's mastery over the world is especially pronounced, a point we discussed in Hilchot Teshuvah. Musaf of Rosh Hashanah has a different structure, and is the only Amidah of the year with a number of brachot which isn't 7 or 19. It has 9 brachot, the usual first 3 and last 3, and in between, 3 brachot which expand on central themes of the day. Malchiot, about the kingship of God over the entire world. Zichronot, about how we and the world as a whole are remembered and judged for all of our actions, and Shofarot, about the power and symbolism of the sound of the shofar. In Hilchot Shofar, the Rambam will explain how the blowing of the shofar is incorporated into these brachot. Now we move on to Yom Kippur, Halacha Zayin. B'yom HaKippurim mipal b'chol tefillah mechamesh tefillot sheva brachot. Shalosh rishonot v'shalosh achronot v'emtzait me'ein hayom. וחותם בה מלך על כל הארץ, מקדש ישראל ביום הכיפורים. ואם חל להיות בשבת, חותם בכל תפילה מהן, מלך על כל הארץ, מקדש השבת בישראל ביום הכיפורים. במה דברים אמורים? ביום צום של כל שנה. אבל יום צום של שנת יובל, מפלל תפילת המוספין 9 ברכות, כמו שמפלל במוסף ראש השנה. והן אותן הברכות עצמן, ולא פחות ולא יותר. Every one of the 5 tefillot of Yom Kippur, including Musaf and Ne'ilah, has the structure of 7 brachot, which is standard for Shabbat and Yom Tov. And the middle bracha ends with either Melech al kol haaretz, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom Kippurim, or on Yom Kippur, which falls on Shabbat, Melech al kol haaretz, Mekadesh HaShabbat v'Yisrael v'Yom Kippurim. The Yovel year is only practiced, as the Rambam says in Hilchot Shmita v'Yovel, when not only do all the Jewish people live in the land of Israel, but each tribe dwells in its inherited portion. This has not been the case since well before Churban Bayit Rishon. But when the Ovel is practiced, Yom Kippur of that year has a special status. The shofar is blown, as the Torah says in Parshat Bahar, and the Musaf is the same Amidah of 9 brachot like on Rosh Hashanah. In Halacha Tet, the Rambam moves to how every Amidah begins and ends. B'chol tfila minat filot, potech kodem libracha rishona, v'omer Hashem sifatai tiftach ufi agid tilatecha. V'cheshu chotem besofa tfila, omer, yu l'artson imreifi, v'yagon libi lefanecha Hashem tzri v'guali. V'achar kach tzo'ed l'acharav. The Rambam says nothing here about the paragraph of Elokai Nitzor, which we say at the end of the Amidah. But the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah mention that our custom is to say it. The pasuk of Yehu L'Ratzon is meant to indicate the end of the tefillah, and there is some debate as to where exactly it should be said. The Shulchan Aruch says it should be said before Elokai Nitzor, as this paragraph is not an integral part of the Amidah, or suggests that it can be said both before and after. And the Ramah notes that many have the custom to recite it only at the end of Elokai Nitzor, just before taking three steps back. In most Sidurim, the Pasuk is printed both before and after. Halachot Yud Tir Aleph relate to the addition of Yalev Yavo on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, and the structure of Musaf on those days, when they come out during the week or on Shabbat. The details are familiar, so we'll read through these halachot without translating. Berashei Chodeshim uv'cholosh Shel Moed, Mipalel Arvit Shacharit u'Mincha, 19 brachot kishar hayamim. V'omer ba'avodah, Elokeinu v'lekevotenu, Yalev Yavo v'chulei. B'musaf, b'chulo shel mo'ed, mipalel tfilat musaf kamo shemipalel b'yom tov. V'rashei chodashim, mipalel sheva brachot, shalosh rishonot v'shalosh achronot, v'emtzait me'ein korban rosh chodesh. V'chotem ba, mekadesh Yisrael v'rashei chodashim. Shabbat shechalal liot b'chulo shel mo'ed, v'chein rosh chodesh shechal liot b'shabbat, mipalel arvit shacharit u'mincha sheva brachot kishar ha-shabbatot. V'omer yalev yavo ba'avodah. במוסף מתחיל בברכה אמצעית מעניין שבת, ומשלים בעניין שבת, ואומר קדושת היום באמצע הברכה, וחותם בה בראשי חודשים, מקדש השבת וישראל בראשי חודשים, ובכל של מועד, חותם בה כמו שחותם ביום טוב שחל להיות בשבת.
In Halacha Yod Aleph that we just finished, the Rambam says that on Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, and on Shabbat Chol HaMoed, we say in Arvit, Shacharit, and Mincha, the regular Amidav Shabbat, and we add Yalev Yavo. But Musaf has a special form where we begin the middle bracha speaking about Shabbat, and we end it speaking about Shabbat, and in the middle, we speak about the special day, Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov. It's interesting that we do that on Rosh Chodesh. We have the special bracha and Musaf that begins Atayatzarta, referring to Shabbat, and the end speaks about Shabbat, and the middle we speak about Rosh Chodesh. But on Chol HaMoed, we do not do that. On Chol HaMoed, the Musaf of Shabbat is the same as the Musaf of a regular day of Chol HaMoed, which for that matter is just like the Musaf of Yom Tov. And even the Rambam, in his list of tefillot at the end of the Sefer, seems to only apply this structure to Shabbat Rosh Chodesh and not to Shabbat Chol HaMoed. So it's unclear to me why the Rambam in this halacha says that that structure applies to both the Musaf of Shabbat Rosh Chodesh and the Musaf of Shabbat Chol HaMoed. Halacha Yud Bet.
V'yom Tov shechal liot be'echad b'Shabbat, מפלל ברכה רביעית בלילה ככה, ותודיענו משפטי צדקך, ותלמדנו לעשות חוקי רצונך, ותיתן לנו השם אלוקינו קדושת שבת וכבוד יום טוב, וחגיגת הרגל. ובין קדושת שבת לקדושת יום טוב הבדלת, ואת יום השביעי היא הגדול והקדוש קידשת, ותיתן לנו השם אלוקינו מועדים לשמחה וכו'. ומוצאי שבת ומוצאי יום טוב של כל השנה, מבדיל בעתה חונן, אף על פי שהוא מבדיל על הכוס. On Motzei Shabbat, even though we will say Havdalah later on a cup of wine, we add to our Amidah a short version of Havdalah to distinguish Shabbat, which just ended, from the following day of Lesser Kedusha. This is true whether the next day is Chol or Yom Tov. If it is Chol, we add a Tachanotanu in the Bracha of Chonen Adat. If it is Yom Tov, like when Pesach or Shavuot falls on a Sunday, we add this paragraph of Vatodienu, which the Rambam quoted here, to the middle Bracha of the Amidah. Halacha Yud Gimel. בחנוכה ופורים מוסיפים בהודיה על הניסים וכו'. שבת שחלה להיות בחנוכה ופורים מזכיר על הניסים במוסף כמו שמזכיר בשאר תפילות.
We add Alanisim on Chanukah and on Purim in the bracha of Thanksgiving, beginning with Modim Anachnu Lach. This is done even on Musaf of Shabbat of Chanukah and when Purim falls on Shabbat, which can happen in Jerusalem, but not in most of the rest of the world. Even though the Musaf Amidah is strictly due to the day being Shabbat and has nothing to do with Purim or with Chanukah. Now the Rambam comes to additions to the Amidah on fast days. Halach Yud Dalet. B'mei Ataniyot, afil yachid shehitana, mosif b'shomei tefila, anenu avinu v'chulei. U'shlech tzibur omra bracha b'fnei atzma, ben go'el l'rofei, v'chotem ba ha'one b'eit zara. V'nimitza mipalel 20 brachot. B'tisha ba'av mosifim b'vonei Yerushalayim, rachem Hashem Elokeinu aleinu v'al Yisrael amecha, v'al ha'ir ha'chariva asherma v'chulei. The paragraph of anenu is added on fast days in the middle of the bracha of Shomei Tefillah by an individual and said as a separate bracha between Re'ei V'onyenu and Refa'enu by the Shliach Tzibur, meaning the Shliach Tzibur says a total of 20 brachot. Regarding the individual saying Anenu, the Rambam doesn't distinguish between the different tefillot of the day, and the Shulchan Aruch accepts this. Hence, Sfaradim say Anenu even in the silent Shmoneh Esrei in Shacharit of a fast day, and even in Mariv of Tisha B'Av when the fast starts at night. Ashkenazim, however, follow the psak of the Rama, that the individual says Anenu only at Mincha, because before then there is a concern that he may not complete the fast, in which case he cannot refer to the day as Yom Tzom Tanitenu. The Rambam also seems to say that the addition of Nachem, or Rachem in his version, in the bracha of B'nei Yerushalayim on Tisha B'Av is done in every tefillah of the day. And here too, the Rama says that Ashkenazim only added at Mincha, when the Beit HaMikdash began to burn. This was a sign that Hashem was taking out his anger on the inanimate building of the Mikdash rather than on the Jewish people, and therefore only at this time of the day is it appropriate to speak of consolation for the tragedy of Tisha B'Av. Halacha Tedvav. Kol Yimot HaGshamim Omer Bivracha Shnia Morida Geshem. Uvimot HaChama Morida Tal. Me'ematai Omer Morida Geshem. Mitfilat HaMusafin Shal Yom Tov Acharon Shal Chag. Ad Tfilat Shacharit Shal Yom Tov HaRishon Shal Pesach. ומתפילת המוספין של יום טוב ראשון של פסח אומר מוריד הטל. משבעה ימים במר חשבן שואלים את הגשמים בברכת השנים. כל זמן שמזכיר הגשם. במה דברים אמורים? בארץ ישראל. אבל בשנער ובסוריה ומצרים ומקומות הסמיכות לאלו והדומים להן שואלים את הגשמים ביום 60 אחר תקופת תשרי. מה שברוך מוריד הגשם, referred to in the Mishnah as Hazkarat Geshamim, mentioning rain, is added from Musaf on Shmini Atzeret until Shacharit of the first day of Pesach. During the rest of the year, the Rambam says we say Morid HaTal, which is the practice of Sfaradim everywhere, and of Ashkenazim in Israel. Most Ashkenazim outside Israel don't say Morid HaTal between Pesach and Shmini Atzeret, but proceed directly from Atah Gibor to Mechal Kol Chayim B'Chesed. Asking for rain, that is, V'tein Tal Matar, in the bracha of Barech Aleinu, begins on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan in Israel, 2 weeks after Shmini Atzeret, to give time for the Olei Regalim to return home. But outside Israel, the date depends on the solar calendar, and should be the 60th day after the autumnal equinox, the first day of the fall. This is one of only two places in Halacha where there is any relevance to the date in the solar calendar, and we'll see the second later in Sefer Ahava. In practice, V'tein Tal Matar begins to be said outside Israel on December 4th or 5th, more than 70 days after the autumnal equinox on September 22nd or 23rd. The reason for this discrepancy is that the solar calendar used by Halacha assumes a slightly longer year than what is actually the case, and it diverges from the Gregorian calendar commonly in use today. As a result, the autumnal equinox in Halacha is not September 22nd, but in early October, and hence 60 days later is the beginning of December. And in fact, this equinox continues to move ahead by a day every time the Gregorian calendar skips a leap year. The next time this will happen is in the year 2100, 74 years hence. Halacha Yud Zayin. Mekomot shehen tzrichin l'gshamim bimot hachama, kigon iye hayam ha'rechokim, sholin et ha'gshamim ba'et shehen tzrichin lehem b'shomei tefillah. ומקומות שאין עושים יום טוב שני ימים, אומר מוריד הגשם בתפילת מוסף של יום ראשון של שמיני עצרת, ומפלל והולך כל ימות הגשמים. There are parts of the world which need rain during the summer months, when we don't ask for rain in the Shmoneh Esrei. Jews in those places can add V'tein Tal Matar, not in the usual bracha of Baruch Aleinu, but rather in the bracha of Shema Koleinu. There is some question as to whether someone in such a location, who asks for rain in Baruch Aleinu, needs to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. The Rama says he does not, but the Shulchan Aruch remains in doubt, and therefore says one should repeat the Amidah, but add something to one of the middle brachot so it can count as a tefillat nedava in case no repetition is necessary. The Rambam ends the perek with the additions to the Amidah during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Kol Hashana Kula Choteim Bivracha Shlishit Hakel HaKadosh Uvirkat Achat Esrei Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat Uvaseret Hayamim Shemirosh Hashana Vaad Motzei Yom HaKippurim Choteim Bashlishit HaMelech HaKadosh Uvachat Esrei HaMelech HaMishpat Yesh Mekomot Shnagu Baseret Yemim Elu Losif Bivracha Rishona Zochenu L'Chaim Uvashnia Michamocha Avrachaman ומוסיפים בברכת שמונה עשרה, זוכר רחמך וכבוש כעסך, ומוסיפים בברכה האחרונה ובספר חיים וכו'. וכן יש מקומות שנהגו להוסיף בעשרת הימים אלו בברכה שלישית ובכן ובכן וכו'. אבל בראש השנה ויום הכיפורים, מנהג פשוט הוא להוסיף בשלישית ובכן ובכן. During the עשרת ימי תשובה, we say HaMelech HaKadosh in place of HaKel HaKadosh, and HaMelech HaMishpat rather than Melech Ohev Tzedaka Umishpat. These are considered necessary changes to emphasize how God is revealed during these days of the year as King of the world, who is elevated above all, Kadosh, and who metes out justice, Amishpat. The Rambam closes with a list of the four lines we add to the Amidah during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Zochenu L'Chaim, Michamocha, Uchtov L'Chaim Tovim, which the Rambam has a slightly longer version of, which begins Zochor Rachamecha, and finally, Besefer Chaim. And the Rambam quotes a custom to say a longer version of the bracha of Atah Kadosh during all of Aseret Yemei Tshuva by adding the paragraphs of Uvechein Tein Pachtecha and Uvechein Tein Kavod, paragraphs which we say only on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishneh Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.